Lightning Components Framework provides a great way to easily decompose applications into components. But building applications also depend on tons of other OSS libraries like jQuery, Twitter Bootstrap, Moment.js, and more to implement various features. While loading third-party libraries is trivial, loading them into a trusted enterprise environment like Salesforce needs to meet our strict security needs. They also need to meet various application needs, such as loading multiple files in a specific order. So with Spring 15 release, we created a new component called LTNG required to load libraries while being secure. It has the following features. 1. Asynchronously load multiple CSS and/or JS libraries. 2. Load libraries in any dependency order the app needs. 3. Let the app know when loading all JS libraries are complete. 4. Most importantly, load only verifiable libraries, for security purposes. Let's take it the syntax to better understand it. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. 1. Styles allows us to specify multiple CSS files separated by comma. They will be loaded from left to right. 2. Scripts allows us to specify multiple JS files separated by comma. Again, they will be loaded from left to right. 3. After scripts loaded, allows us to provide a JS function to notify when all JS files are loaded. Notes. 1. Files paths must always start from /resource. i.e. they must be a static resource to enforce security. 2. CDNs are not allowed at this point because they are outside of Salesforce data centers and can't be controlled. In the future, we may allow admins to whitelist CDNs for their orgs. 3. If you upload a JS or CSS directly into static resource, then you should reference them by resource name without CSS or JS suffix. For example, /resource/mich file or /resource/mics file. 4. If your resource is inside a zip file, then you should use CSS or JS suffix. For example, /resource/resource name/path/to/mich file.js. A Bootstrap drop-down component example. This is a simple wrapper around Twitter Bootstrap's drop-down menu. This drop-down menu needs 1. jQuery, 2. Bootstrap's own JS aka Bootstraps, and 3. Its own CSS to work properly. Also, it need us to first load jQuery before loading Bootstraps. Here is the code to load all three of them. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. The above code loads Bootstrap CSS and jQuery in parallel. And once jQuery is downloaded, it loads Bootstraps and finally calls JS loaded controller JavaScript function. Dropdown.cmp. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. Dropdown controller.js. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. Usage or myapp.app. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. CSS namespacing. Many third-party CSS libraries like Twitter Bootstrap changes styles for the entire application. This can cause problems when running your component in S1 mobile app or inside Lightning App Builder. We strongly recommend CSS namespacing them before using them. This namespace is not the same as your org's namespace, but a simple CSS class name to avoid your CSS bleeding into other components. This could be any unique class name for a container, div, that wraps your component. For example, if your component's markup is. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. And CSS is. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. Wrap the markup in another div with a unique class name, say CSSNS. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. And update your CSS file to look like. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. Now, since libraries like Twitter Bootstrap has 1000s of class names, you need to use some tool to namespace all those 1000s of classes like the CSS namespacer tool and use the custom Twitter Bootstrap. CSS namespacer tool. https://bootstrap-namespacer.heroku-app.com/ is a simple tool, source, that adds any namespace you want to the entire CSS file. New to Lightning components? There are many resources to get started. 1. Lightning Components Trailhead, link. This provides a simple and fun way to learn Lightning components. In addition, you'll acquire badges and points to show off. 2. Lightning Component Developer Guide, link. This provides detailed information of everything Lightning components. 3. Aura Docs, link. This is a built-in Lightning app that comes with every org that has Lightning. It provides documentation of every Lightning component currently running in that specific org. To open it, simply open /AuraDocs, https://login.salesforce.com/AuraDocs, in your org.